Miss Baker arrived in Richmond on November 24th to visit Confederate Captain Atwater and his wife, an upscale couple who were old family friends. Atwater was a rebel ready to defect, so Elizabeth openly discussed with the couple her loyalty to the North. But she did not reveal the purpose of her trip. For a week, Atwater showed her around town, and Pinkerton's spy unobtrusively took notes on Richmond's defenses. One evening, while they sipped tea, Elizabeth said casually that she would love to visit Tredegar. "Why, certainly," Atwater replied. "I will be most happy to go with you tomorrow." "That will be delightful," Baker said enthusiastically. "But stay a moment," the captain said. "I'm afraid I will not be able to go tomorrow, as I have to go down the river to witness a test of a submarine battery." "Why couldn't I go too?" Elizabeth asked, pretending not to know what a submarine battery was. "I am sure I should enjoy it very much. That is, if there is no danger connected with it." "Oh, there is no danger whatever," Atwater assured her. "And there will doubtless be a number of ladies present, and you can go if you wish." The next day, Atwater, his wife, and Elizabeth took a carriage to the bank of the James, about 10 miles below the city, where a crowd had gathered to watch as a crew maneuvered a prototype vessel underwater to a large scow anchored in the middle of the river. The crew, swimming underwater, then attached to the scow's hull a magazine filled with projectiles and gunpowder, which they detonated by a long wire after their boat pulled away, sinking the scow. Peering through a looking glass, Elizabeth pretended to be clueless about what was happening, so Atwater patiently explained how this contraption operated. That evening in her bedroom, she wrote detailed notes on everything she had seen and heard, drew a sketch of the submarine, and hid the material in her bonnet. The next day, arm in arm with the good captain, Elizabeth took a tour of Tredegar and inspected the formidable-looking boat being built, propped on heavy timbers. Plant officials let slip that they expected to have two of these vessels in the James River within a couple of months. Baker rushed her information back to Washington, where Pinkerton said he passed it on to McClellan and Navy Secretary Wells. The Union Navy rigged devices to defeat the sub, nets encircling their ships to catch divers trying to attach their torpedoes, and a drag rope to snare the protruding air tubes and disable the boat.